From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, May 21st, 2018. I'm Philip Green. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. According to a report released last week by the Greene County Legislature, the $14.6 million Skywalk project, designed to connect the Thomas Cole and Olana State Historic Sites, will generate more than $4 million in new revenue and create dozens of new jobs. The economic impact analysis determined that the Skywalk will cause an estimated $4.5 million to be spent annually at local businesses, and 66 new jobs will be created. Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Director Warren Hart said final survey work, as well as the final design and bid specification packages, are being worked on. Construction is expected to resume in September. Greene County will be responsible for the path leading from the bridge to the Thomas Cole site, the sidewalk on the bridge, and the roundabout. The design on the Columbia County side of the project is preliminary. Hart said visitors to Olana would use one of its carriage roads to access the Skywalk. The public is invited to attend a public meeting on the project at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 23rd, at the Washington Urban Senior Center in Catskill. That meeting is hosted by Hart's office, Olana Thomas Cole, the State Bridge Authority, and the State Department of Transportation. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Hudson Common Council Police Committee will hear a presentation by the City of Albany's Acting Police Chief Robert Sears on that city's nationally recognized programs and policies that consider the needs of children and families. Sears will discuss Handle with Care, a program that allows police departments to alert schools when a child has any contact with law enforcement or any other traumatic incident, and Safeguarding Children of Arrested Parents, a policy and training that considers children during the time of an arrest. Sears was invited to appear by the members of Hudson's Raising Places design team, which is focused on police interactions with the community. The presentation is the first of an ongoing forum on various topics based on the feedback received through interviews, research, and community events with Hudson residents during a recent 9-month period. The police committee meeting will be held 6 p.m. on Monday, May 21st, at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. And you can read the full press release at raisingplaces.org. The Times Union is reporting that beginning Saturday, May 26, upstate Amtrak trains will be detoured to Grand Central Terminal through Monday, September the 3rd. During that time, Amtrak will update the Spite and Dival Bridge's electrical and mechanical equipment damaged during Superstorm Sandy and will replace track in the Empire Tunnel leading into Penn Station, as well as cross ties, grade crossings, and 8,000 feet of continuous rail, including the track between the tunnel and the bridge. Empire service trains, as well as the Ethan Allen Express, the Adirondack, and the Maple Leaf, all will go to Grand Central. The Lakeshore Limited will operate between Chicago and Boston, and passengers bound for downstate destinations will transfer to Empire service trains at the Albany Rensselaer Station. In total, Amtrak will move 12 weekday round trips, or 24 trains, to Grand Central from upstate this summer. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. The Ghent and New York-based not-for-profit organization Art Omai announced on May the 17th the appointment of Zach Fuhrer as director of the Field Sculpture Park. The Columbia County resident is a former galleries and co-founder of the New Art Dealers Alliance. He transitioned away from gallery work to focus on teaching in 2015. Fuhrer is also active in Democratic politics. Fuhrer replaces Bill Maines, who served as director of the Fields for nearly 10 years. Maines will stay on as director emeritus at Art Omai, and Nicole Hayes will continue as curator. Art Omai executive director Ruth Adams said, and I quote, "We are thrilled to be working with Zach Fuhrer. Fuhrer's visionary approach has established his place at the vanguard of art today. As Art Omai prepares for significant growth, we look forward to integrating Zach's expansive vision into the Fields programming. Furthermore, Fuhrer is deeply invested in our local community and shares Omai's commitment to making challenging art accessible to all audiences," end quote. And you can read the full press release at artomai.org. And finally, David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. A Democratic hopeful to succeed State Senator Kathy Marchione has emerged. Aaron Glad, a policy advisor to Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, was backed this week by the Saratoga County Democratic Committee. He is competing in the 43rd Senate District, which includes Columbia County and parts of Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Washington counties. Gent resident Kofi Zan earlier formed a campaign committee to run for the seat before Marchione announced her retirement, but Zan's campaign has now been suspended. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting that on May 19th, the Rensselaer County Republican Committee put off endorsing a candidate in the race for 2 weeks. The county GOP will work with their counterparts in Columbia, Saratoga, and Washington counties to elect a successor to Marchione. The committee heard from 6 potential candidates, including Marlene Tuksinski from Canaan, a former Columbia County District Attorney. You can read both stories in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Monday night, a slight chance of showers after midnight. There will be increasing clouds with a temperature low of 55. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, scattered showers, cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 5:27 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:16 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. 1 minute and 50 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 21st day of May, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.